Good morning. This is your daily inspirational here this morning, and I would like to take our minds on a little journey here, and possibly some of you are in the midst of dealing with this subject that I'm going to speak about. Some of you may have already dealt with it, but may we just be refreshed in the Lord. The scripture I wanted to read this morning was in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And we'll read some verses here, and we can maybe glean from what God is trying to show his people this morning. The first part, of the chapter is talking about now is the accepted time. And he's speaking about his patience and distress and imprisonments and things he endured and continued to endure and did it with joy. And he told the Corinthians, his mouth is opened and his heart is enlarged. He spoke to them about them being like children to him, his children. And he tells them to be also enlarged. Go ahead and open your hearts like I have opened mine to you. And then it says to be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And these verses ask a question that begs an answer. This is not talking about marriage. This is talking about brethren and acquaintance that we fellowship with. And not just that, but our friends. Our friends who we like to hang out with. There is a call that the Lord has called out the people away from influences that destroy. And that is his heart here. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Now, I don't know how you find your life, but I find that you can only get so far fellowshipping with someone who is not a believer. You can only speak to certain depths. And within the life of an unrighteous man will be practices that you cannot say amen to. And to compare here, in verse 15 it says, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he with that believeth with an infidel? So in other words, what harmony is there between Christ and Belial? They do not harmonize. And what agreement does the temple of God have with idols? Now, it brings it back to us. For ye are the temple of the living God, saith the Lord. And I will dwell in them and walk with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, here is the call It says, wherefore, since all this, since you know that you're not supposed to be unequally yoked, since you know that your righteousness and unrighteousness don't mix, light and darkness don't mix, Christ and Belial are not in harmony with each other, and the temple of God and idols do not dwell together in unison. Since you know these things, wherefore, come out. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. We have a call here to do the hard thing. Faith will create hard decisions. Following after righteousness, the pursuit of following after God will cause hard decisions to come in our lives. Having therefore these promises dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. And, you know, these are promises. These are promises that are not always sweet to the ear, but the promise is if you don't touch the unclean thing, he will receive you. And you know, there's something here that I'm not sure what all your experience is, but unclean things are not just addictions or drugs or alcohol or Christians. They are also religious practices that are not in the truth. They're not spiritually alive. There's a reason why he says, what concord hath Christ with Belial? Now we're talking about two separate entities of religious thought. There are a lot of good men. There are a lot of nice people. But only a few worship in spirit and in truth. Only a few are willing to come out and be separate and join with the band of brothers who are truth in truth. So may you consider this morning. May you walk with purpose today, with understanding also. And may God bless your day.